Come to current daf, Masechet Babas, daf Ein Aleph, begin with Beis, and Tezmas, to begin the Zigmara. Lamely, he's going to tell them, Ikar Lancha, rip out your tree, chuckle, take in Mazil, and go. So therefore, for sure, he is holding on to the rights of the Karaka. Pesher Kondjit Rashbam explains, Ikar Lancha, what does it mean, rip out your tree? Like a Shiyabish, when it dries up. Now, the team, it's a wonder. Because the Ma Koich was that, well, what type of power is this? The Manole, where does he get this? Shein the Reitzel Elam was talking about Karaka. That he never wants to remove himself from the property. And the Chanami, you're right. The Matzi Amale, he could tell him, "Okay, long chalik shavish. Take it out when it gets dried up." Who said that's inherently what he's claiming, and therefore that's how he's selling it. Void more of him in the Masik Basahach. In fact, the Gemara comes out after this. The Nafli. The Gemara says, "Oh, that even if it falls Hadash Asli, can replant it." Mashmit sounds like the Adhashta, but up until that point of the Gemara, Hadakamar this day he said Yeshle Karka that he has. The ground, and that means to plant beneath the tree. For that, it doesn't explain any reason. If you want to hold on to the tree, fine. But the Gemara only knows that later. So up until now, why would we think that he has the rights in the karka? But kasha, definitely what's difficult is the hashta mashma. At this point, the Gemara sounds like the tve isle bekarka. That okay, he has more rights regarding the property. Where the mishai lefana beis ilana is when he leaves over two trees. Mimayde isle derech. More than he has a road, Kishmashai Barbados, when he leaves over a pit in the system to Bekiva, according to Bekiva. Now, what's interesting is, but the buyer, it's exactly the opposite. The Khan, the base, when you buy two trees, you don't acquire the property. Lefima de Parish is what we, according to what we explained, yet the Khan, the Barbados, if someone buys a pit in the system, yes, he does have a path according to Bekiva. So that's like seemingly contradictory in the inverse case. So I came nearly to read the parasha. Therefore, it seems to the read to explain like this: that the e lav or the e isa the loyshayer klal karka. That if he wasn't leaving over any property, lemele you should tell him okay lonchel alter to get rip out your tree right now. Karka. So of course he has to leave over the property for this seller when he's leaving over the trees. Leinikas elon. So that his trees have where to nurture from. So once he has to really start leaving things over, because simply where his trees have to nurture from, so Mishai Nami Karkal is Rei Sav Ilan. So then, okay, so he already leaves over the land to plant around the tree, and to be able to plant another one that's placed like a Shiyavish when it dries up, because the Masik like the Gemara comes up. Aval, what we were asking the contradiction, but by a buyer, you can't say such a thing. Oh, once he's buying the property, because he has definitely nixed it to nurture the tree. So he also buys to plant all around the and to plant another one in its place. No, that you can't say, because the seller, whatever he wants to sell, he sells. Whatever he wants to leave over, he leaves over. But the buyer ain't a kind of masher, it doesn't buy what he wants. Only what the seller wants to sell him, and the seller's not selling him the ground for other things. He can't do this. This is what I'm going to say. The Ashta Mashma, now, at this point, it sounds like the Tfei Meshaya Karka Ime Ilan. That more do you say that you get to leave over the land with the tree, more than when you're leaving over a path for the pit assistant, which that you don't do. Now, Le'il Mashma, now, previously it sounded like the Ilav Rav Huna, if not for Rav Huna's teaching, the Gemara's wording sounds like, I mean, I would have said, Mocha Karka, that if you sell the property, Vishayu Ilan Nishnaim, and you leave over two trees, Eila Karka, that he does not have the property, if a little bun, even court Rabban, you the Masik, like the Gemara comes out, that the Chiddush is, the Nafli Hadush Aslu, that if it falls, that he could replant it. But with that, Rav Huna would not have known that. Question of Amai. But, when you leave over pen and sister in Yeshli Derech, he also has a path. Again, if that's the case, for sure you get the property with the trees, Shashire, that you leave over because the priest, like we explained, because you need where to nurture from. So why would I have thought that according to Rabbanan, I would not have known Rav Huna's halacha? Hashem says what you can say is the Hanamili Meikara. That's in the beginning. So you didn't time the migu de nachas l'shiura. We didn't know this migu yet. Of oh, once you're already interested in leaving over mishay tfei, that you leave over more derech lebar vedus
a path to the pit in the system. Lefishu tzarech yisa derech lebar b'duz. Okay, that we know that a path for the pit in the cistern, that we know that you need more mimash tzarech lekarka b'shvil ilan, more than the ground that you need for the tree, because you need to get there. Aval hashto dashmin ravuna, but now that, so I would not have known that you're holding on to the karka. Aval hashto dashmin ravuna, but now the Ravuna tells us time, the reason migud enachas hashira, once you already have to leave over shayit fei karki, leave over more ground im ilan with the tree, the b'shayir, that's more than when you're leaving over derech im bar v'dus, a path to the pit in the cistern. The vadi b'nikas ilan b'shayir tfei, but definitely know that when you're for the where the tree has to nurture from, you leave over moment derech, more than the path l'kulamo, according to everyone, shein l'chaitz l'chaitz l'alt, you don't want to cut it down right away. So therefore, that depends on the havim in the verse of the maskanas ha-gemar.
Next test, Matam begins the Gemara, Bizon, Gatayitach, Shir, Mashayim, Bukhul. Now, if you think like Rav Huna's halacha, so then how do we understand the teaching of Rav Shimon? Which places, Taim and Lari, Lari, and Tam. They wonder, they become welcome. What do you mean? Lab medin av shayi yanki. It's still, even if the guy is holding on to the karaka like Rav Huna said, but it's still not nurturing from his own and not from Hekdash, because Dele Shire, what do you leave over when you leave over the karaka? Elachutz lekumla eira, only around it, kumla eira basalai. How much you need for your basket to harvest the fruit? Because I mean, practice when, like the Gemara said, they don't have problem is, the ilan yonik tezayin ama, a tree, as the Gemara tells us in the Chavav Mabez, nurtures more than that, 16 ama. So that's why it can be geduli hektish, even if you get the karaka. Rishim says no. The lemafig Reb Shimon va'amar. Reb Shimon doesn't differentiate and say, "Ooh, afelo char b'shikma." Even the carob and the sikma shanof of yitzim chutzal tezayin ama, kama de hektish. That. And he's saying that even the doesn't say those that that go beyond that vamai but holayanki mis they hektish, but it doesn't nurture from the sada hektish. I kana kala karka shatach as another chutzlin kamalay eira besalif. So in other words, what Tais is saying is that doesn't differentiate if the branches of the carob go out of 16 amas. When it doesn't go out, so it sounds like from his words that even the carob and the sycamore, that the branches go out of 16 amas, it's going to be holy, in spite of the fact that the nurturing of the tree is not extending out of 16 amas. So that proves that if it's like Rav Huna, that Mishai Il Mishai Osa Karka, so why would the heart be Kaddish? It's not nurturing from the state of Hektish because it requires all the ground that's beneath the tree, and therefore shouldn't be a problem. Or Inami, additionally, when he's selling to someone else, you're right, then the buyer only acquires Elochutzlan Kimloy Oiva Basalik, as Tais was asking his question. But here, when he's leaving over himself, Mashai called Tzarchi Nikas Halilan, he leaves over everything that he needs. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying. If he leaves over everything, then that's everything that it nurtures from. So then it won't have even up to 16 Amnes. It won't have any of the nurturing from Hektish. So the next test, Master begins the Gemara with the Venev Shayu Koyanki. That it's getting it from itself. If you say shiur shavu, so how could Rav Huna make sense according to Rav Shimon? Says Tais Tim, it's a wonder. My kashule, what's the Gemara's question? You're right. Although regarding Yisrael, we say the Mishaya Karak about the Ilan that you leave over some ground with the tree. Gabe Hektish loy Mishayer, but by Hektish you don't leave over because the Makdish tvei bayin yafa Makdish mimaycher. Because when you sanctify something, you're doing more generously than a sale. This is how the Gemara is later on. According to Bishimna, Libid Mandam, according to the one who holds the Makdash Ilan Echad, when you're sanctified, once you're like this character, you don't sanctify the ground. Elib Dubikiva, if it's going to Dubikiva, however, he says, that someone sells generously regarding the path that you sell. Koshke Makdash, for sure, when you're sanctifying the Makdash Tvebayin Yafa, for sure, you can be sanctifying even more generously who Makdash. Least karaka kedusha legabe ilan, so sanctifying the ground to be sanctified regarding the tree. Avgav the mecha in a karaka mechur me ilan. Although you're right by sale that the ground is not sold with the tree. Chinsar lefarish. That's after explaining kedushas because of kabbalah, like we explained on davlan zayin lamed zayin beis de maschal mocher. So vayiri mitaretz. So the originally wanted to answer the hacha loy boy lishnu yahachi. Here the gemara didn't want to answer like that. From this land muye, because we have to compare hektish. Oyla mecha, oyla matana. As the Rashbam mentioned this idea, one or the other, either to a sale or a gift. But then, if the way we're trying to say that we want hektish to be more, it wouldn't be similar to either one of them totally, because the b'mecha regarding a sale, mishayir b'hadi ilan karka, you leave the tree with the ground. Ulmatana, nami le dami, and regarding a gift, it's also not comparable because the matana doesn't include, you give everything. Now, come on, but later on, Parak Shabbat, the Gemara does ask very well, like we're saying, what the Gemara does want to differentiate. Keeping the subject of Bekiva, because since Bekiva holds the Meich Bain Yafa Meich, when you sell generously, and that's the case, Makdash Bain Yafa Makdash. So you sanctify also generously, like by a gift, because by a gift, that's also the Allah, the Chiyav Gimel Elan is Bezer Chazer. When you give three trees consecutively, you have an Amakarka, you also give the ground, and there, that's that point of the Gemara with Rabbi Kiva. But because of Bayri, but the Ri retracted from this answer that he gave, because if that's the case, Meguvet Masnit and Tipshayt, the Rebbe Shimon like Rebbe Kiva, because then from our Mishnah itself you could prove that Rebbe Shimon is not like Rebbe Kiva, which is the theme of what our Gemara is saying. The Rebbe Shimon is like Rebbe Kiva, because Matano, because by a gift, Lukuli Am, according to everyone, nothing is cool, and you're giving everything. Well, Behektish coming Rebbe Shimon, Behektish Rebbe Shimon says Lehektish is cool, and you didn't sanctify everything. And Umaskan Name Farish. The Rebbe Shimon LeDivrei Rabban Kama. The Rebbe Shimon is going according to Rabban and Pirush. Dai lechem tasu ayin yafa the hektish. It's enough if you make the ayin yafa of hektish. Mat yosim mecha a little bit more than the sale. Hektish kol karak and they sanctify the whole ground. Bloy tamarin. You shouldn't say be hektish by ayin yafa kamei matana. So you see that the Gemara is pleased with saying this, like it's not completely like either one of them. So rather, my read the Ri says. And the girsa is the Bach changes from the word Rebbe Shimon Devade to Devade Rebbe Shimon. Most of our corner Rebbe Shimon, because we're coming to answer the Gemara later on. To lo evad behektish koichi kamatana. We didn't make the strength of hektish like matana. Ain't nearly Gemara. It's not. It doesn't appear to the Gemara she behektish ayin yafet fei memecha that just that hektish should be more generous than a sale el port only a little bit. Taina that is l'inyan regarding shem hektish ilan. If you sanctify a tree, hektish na mekarik. You sanctify to the ground. Even though that when you sell property, you don't sell the property with the tree. But that's so generous. That the property of the carb should be sanctified by the with the field. So much. That we don't make it so generous. So that doesn't contradict what we're saying over here. That regarding the charev, regarding the carob tree. Says Taisus Behashta now appears according to this interpretation. Mashba, it sounds like this lamim mitzvei that we should say more because shemoicha ilon that when you're selling a tree sheyakarka tzorich leilon that the property that you need for the tree should be moche meilon to be sold with the tree midinema from saying kishemoicha sodom when you sell a field sheyakarka tzorich leilon that the property that's needed for the tree I'm assure you that's left over moche masade is sold with the field. So says Taisus Betaim, it's a wonder. Because the mashmid sounds like the ilav milsadav who, and if not for the tring of who, and if I mean, I would have said meicher karka b'shar yilon slavon that he sells a property and he leaves the trees in front of him. In lekarka, he doesn't have the property. Elamocha karka tzarich leilam hadisadav that he rather he sold the property he needs for the tree with the field. Avagav, even though the kishemocha ilon when you sell a tree, lemocha karka tzarich leilam that you didn't sell the property you need for the tree. The reason is because the Elab Rav Huna, if not for Rav Huna's teaching, they would have thought to say the Kishemocha Sadeh B'Shayu Elon that when you sell a field and you leave over the tree, Mocha Kol Sadeh you sold the whole field, Afat Tzarich Elon, even what's needed for the tree, Shashem Sadeh Al Karka because the title of Sadeh is on the ground. Yisema Shashem Elon Al Karka Tzarich Elay, therefore would be included with the field. But then now Dashmin Rav Huna told us the Shem Sadeh that being called the Sadeh Lemahan Leilis Dabun about the Sadeh doesn't help for it to be sold with the field Mishum Denachas Lashiura because he's leaving stuff over. Smogli then logic dictates the Mishad Yabas Il Namashuyer to put it with the tree that's being left over Lafishu Tzrich Leilon because it's needed for the tree. Mibas the Sadeh Mashuyer more than the field that's being left over. But then says the Vatim begin to say Akad, but still, but Maskandish Maiten when the Gemara's conclusion on Ein Beis Am Beis Amar. Reb Shimon said, "Devarim derabban kama." No, he was saying it that Rav Huna was saying that Reb Shimon was saying his words according to the Chacham. The Oideli Mia at least admit me to lay lava hektish kamei matana that the hektish should not be like matana. L'kol yisur at the most lehektish alachar besadin he's only sanctifying the carob tree and the sycamore tree. And that's where we find that by Makdish can be more generous, more than a sale.
even though that by a sale it doesn't sell the carb triple the karka tzorchle and not the ground that you need for it. Because when he sanctifies hikdash kol karka, he sanctifies all the ground. Well, kach hikdash gam acharev, and therefore sanctifies also the carb tree. Kamash amir b'shem rabbanon. So says Taisus, just like b'shemin says rabbanon, ki neima ato alib b'shemin. So we see something here according to b'shemin, because much the other brayse, as long as the doesn't know the brayse, the ma'isim, you know that it brings from him the hikdash tree mecha, that it didn't sanctify more than the mecha. So, why didn't you say the same thing over here? So, what's the question from Rabbi Shimon?
So it says Taisus, Bim Ridri says the Avagav the Kamahachi Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan b'maskana. Even though you write that's what Rabbi Shimon says Rabbanan mekamakam. However, nearly Gemara deichel Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara sees it as pushing it according to Rabbi Shimon. Loimet to say she is with the kuli hamakdash ba'ain yafa tvei memecha, that it should be so much more generous, more than Yisrael says the Ridri.
So the chum that disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, then meyap the koyach hektish more than hektish until they make like a matana. So you could say such a svara. Meyap the koyach hektish regarding hektish the karka sold that applies to the tree that you're leaving over for the meichem himself. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that equates a regular person to hektish, it's very hard to be meyap the koyach hektish so much
to say that also the karka that applies to the tree was also hektish.
We continue to taste master begin with the words of the Gemara of Hunna Karabanan. Ah, that says the Gemara that Pshita.
Taste says Tim the Rajma, that's a wonder to Rajma. Menayim Pshitla is there. Why is this so obvious? Akoch Hainu Shem the Rabbanan, that's because, oh, according to Rabbanan, Yishli Terech. Because he has a path from Mashiach Barba Doz when he leaves over a pit in the cistern, but Kochkin Kim Mashiach is because in the Mavayan Bezim and Aleph, even when he leaves over a tree. Mashmachim Pshitla, therefore, it's so obvious to the Gemara.
But Amos, you see, Mr. Abra, so it's logical. The Mashiach Trey Karka, by the Elan that you leave over the land with the tree, and the Mashiach Derech by the Baravatos, more than, and that's what the Kabbal Chaim is, more than you can leave over a path with the pit and the cistern. Problem is, well, but when you're a buyer, it's the opposite of Rebbe Kiva, according to Rebbe Kiva. The Yeshle Derech, Kashakana Baravatos, that the buyer gets a path when he buys a pit and the cistern. You have a kind of Elan in Lekarka, when you buy a tree, you don't get the property. So when Marie Deri says, no, the Peshit Le Tam, The reason why it's so obvious is that the nachas l'shiyuro, that when you're pleased to leave stuff over, alib de rabban according to rabbanon, afilu b'loy ravun, even after ravun yedina, and we know the time the nachas l'shiyuro that you want to leave stuff over, mahan l'rabbanon would help with the rabban l'shay karka ba'di ilon to leave over the property with the tree, k'may derech ba'di bar, like a path that's with a pit. So it, based on that principle of nachas l'shiyuro, that's what's saying that principle that we would know, that's pshita. What do you need ravuna for that?